Turn over to Psalms 9. I'll get out of the way if some of you got something. Galax there Monday, pretty early Monday morning, and heard about the problems and prayed off and Bob was home. Him and Megan, and seemed like they had really been trying to serve the Lord the last few years. Man, it just don't stop. They ain't better than I am, brother. Hey, man, I thought we need a burden for the children of God. Amen. And we really need a burden for these that have testified that they've been saved and not living right. Amen. The world is looking at them, and that's why you can't get nobody saved. They're saying, if that's a Christian, I'm just good as they are. But that don't justify us. That don't justify us. We're going to read a few of the verses there in the 9th, and we'll go into the 10th. The 9th verse, and Shannon, this one will do good for you. I wasn't going to back up that far, but the 9th verse in the 9th chapter, and it said, "The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in time of trouble." And there ain't no doubt in my mind he'll be there for us. In the 12th verse, and he said, "He will make inquisition for blood in remembering them. He forgetteth not the cry of the humble." So he's going to stand in for us. He's going to be right there. He's strict. He's going to stand up for us. Let's jump down to the 17th verse, what we'd like to preach on for just a minute. And he said, "The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God." So, man, that's pretty plain tonight. He said, all that forget God. All the nations that forget God. So we have known God, but we forget God. We've heard of God. We've been under conviction. And I thought about, it's so easy for children. There's not much sin in their life, and it's so easy for them to give their life to the Lord. And then when teenage life comes along, had Jeffrey told us about it last Wednesday night in his life, and how after he made a teenager and he was saved at a young age. And so many go back into the world, and it's only the mercy of God that they make it through. And not just teenagers, but it's all. But he said, "The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forget God." And I believe as a whole, America has forgot God. And I know there's Christians out there. It's the only reason we're still here. I know that. But think about this. This radio program ain't going just to Mount Vernon Church and the 50 to 75 that's here. This is going across the nation. There's somebody out there, if we'll pray, if we'll get right with God, get ourselves out of the way and let the Spirit of God work, He can reach through the radio broadcast to touch somebody in California that we'll never know. But God can convict. I remember the old boy we worked with, and he just got under conviction because he'd heard the word of God and fell out beside of his old motor grader and didn't live long after that. Got saved by his motor grader. But you know, I'm glad that I had heard of Jesus. I'd heard of the word of God. Amen. Or I wouldn't have known what to do to bow around that old commode that night. I wouldn't have known. And I didn't know it all. Didn't know how to pray. But I'm glad I'd been to church as a little boy. That I'd been in a Sunday school class. I'd heard some old time preaching. And I'd felt some conviction. So I knew there was help in Jesus. Today, my friend, we're sending our children to church and we ain't going ourselves. It's all over our land. We'll bring them and set them out. And I thought, there's a man there in Logap that went just a little while. And then he'd bring his kids and set his kids out. And he'd go right on in his way. And, you know, he's not able to go now. I need to go as long as I'm able to go. He said, the wicked shall be turned into hell and all nations that forget God. And 18, he said, for the needy shall not always be forgotten, the expectation of the poor shall not perish forever. And he said, rise, O Lord, let not man prevail. Let the heathen be judged in thy sight. You know, Psalmist David there was, I believe he was growing weary in well-doing. I believe he was getting discouraged with the enemy look like tearing us down over here and the enemy tearing us down over here and something else happening in our brother's life over here and another death. And if we're not careful, you get so many oppressing phone calls till it's hard to praise God. It's hard to give God praise. And it's awful easy to forget the healing that God done. It's awful easy to forget the prayers that the Lord answered. And it's awful easy to thank glory to God. And we forget sometimes the health that God has given us. But when we end up sick, then we wonder. We'll go to search in our life when trouble comes to our home. But it's so easy to get oppressed and out of heart and discouraged in the walk for the Lord, because it don't matter if every Christian sits down, Satan is still alive and well on planet Earth. Satan is out doing his job. He's discouraging people. Amen. He's planting drugs. He's planting sex. He's planting stuff all over to take you down, to take you to hell. Amen. He knows that he just has a short time. I believe us Christians have quit praising the Lord. I believe that we have slowed down on praising the Lord. And we've let, because everybody's heard our testimony, and because we're an old Christian, we've just let down on praising the God. And there's a few we'll shout and carry on about, and we'll go to a tent meeting and carry on a little. But glory to God, when we come back to our church, we're dead at 4 o'clock. Satan's winning in our churches. Amen. Because we have let him. Because we have let him. He said, put them in fear, O Lord. I want you to listen to this. Put them in fear, O Lord, that the nation may know themselves to be but man. I left out 19. I wanted to get that one. Arise, O Lord, let not man prevail. Let the heathen be judged in thy sight. Put them in fear, O Lord, that the nation may know themselves to be but men. That if we could realize that we're just man, that we ain't gods, that we ain't done anything. We didn't create the heaven. We didn't create the earth. We didn't create our well-being. We didn't save ourselves. It's Jesus Christ, the Lord God Almighty, that come into our life. Listen to this in the 10th chapter in the first verse. He said, why standest thou afar off? So David was a bold man. Have you ever felt like the Lord was standing afar off? So he said to him, he said, why stand thou afar off, O Lord? Why hidest thou thyself in time of trouble? Didn't David get in self-pity just like we do? Lord, why ain't you blessing at my house? I look over there and they live in like devil and hell itself and everything's going good at their house. Y'all ever done that? Have we ever looked out there and said it looks like they're being blessed in every direction? It looks like the world's been blessed in every direction. Things going good for them. But look at poor little me. We get to looking at poor little me. This race is by faith, not by sight. This race is by faith, honey. We are winning. If we'll hang on to the unchanging hand of God, we are winning. David said, "Why standest thou far off, O Lord? Why hidest thou thyself in time of trouble?" You know, with the attitude David had, David was probably far off from the Lord. The Lord probably hadn't went anywhere. You think about it. I thought about how the Lord is still in the same place that he was when Corona started. How many of us have walked away from the Lord? How many of us have let discouragement? We let family problems break us down to nothing. He said, "The wicked in his pride doth persecute the poor. Let them be taken into devices that they have imagined." And we can look in our political realm today, and we can see the poor being beat down. I know they're sending stimulus checks. I know that. But there's coming a payday. There's coming a payday, neighbor. The wicked are growing more wicked and more wicked. They're setting a trap for us. "And the wicked boasteth of his heart's desire, and blesses the covenants whom the Lord abhorreth," or abhorred means to hate, who the Lord hate, and we are blessing them. We're covenanting them. "And the wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God." Read that fourth verse. "The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts." Neighbor, how many of us today has got God in our thoughts? How many? I'm talking about Monday from the time we get up till Monday when we go to bed. I'm talking about Tuesday till we go to bed on Tuesday. How many of us have got God in our thoughts? And it said the wicked slips in and takes our mind. Shannon was honest with all of us. He said, "It's not my pain and hearing. This is bad, but it's not this. It's my mental state that's taking me down." Can I tell you what's taking us down? It ain't my heart attack, or it ain't my hip replacement, or my broke foot or my leg off. Glory to God, it's the mental state that I get in. And Satan will tell you, "Well, God ain't with you." Can I tell you, glory to God, they're going to grow in this. They've got to grow in this. She's got to step up another step. Amen. Shannon's got to step up another step. There's victory just around the corner. And it may be you next. It may be me next. We don't know. But God has got this thing. God is in control. And we need to give him praise while we still got time. I appreciate Shania stepping out and giving God praise. Amen. When the doctor says your ears is gone, your babies can't hear, and there's problems that looks like there's no way you can go. Amen. They told me in the 60s that I would never be able to work. Never be able to work no more. I'm still a-going. Amen. They don't know. They just don't know. They don't know. God is the healer. I praise his holy name. I'm going to give him praise, amen, for what he's done for me. He's kept me out of jail. He's kept me out of the morgue, amen. He's kept my family together. I'd like to tell you something, brother. It's the 12, 13 months that Miss Janet took care of Scotty, and she done the majority of it. With three bags on him, the lights blinking all night, just like in the emergency room, no sleep. Intestines running out in a bag. It's the mercy of God. She wanted to run. I wanted to run. But there's victory on the other side. Victory on the other side. We better be in shape when it comes to our house. If you think you're too good for it to come to your house, you're wrong. It can come to your house just as well as it come to mine, just as well as it come to Shannon. The deer ain't no respecter of person. He'll take you off of the motorcycle, or he'll take you out of your car just like he did Shannon. Ain't no respecter of person.
But he said, the wicked, God is not in all of his thoughts. God is not in all of his thoughts. And I thought about, Andy, if my mind strays and I let my mind wander too far, I'm in trouble. I've got to get out there and reach out there and bring it back. I've got to stay in the house of God. I've got to measure up to this word of God. I've got to be what God wants me to be. His ways are always grievous. Thy judgment are far above, out of his sight. As for all his enemies, he puffeth at them. See, he's a wicked man. It don't bother him. I thought about it. But you have too. I've been run off from bars. Been knocked off of the bar stool. But I went right back. I'd go right back. Been run off from the pool room. But just as quick as I could, I'd go right back. Picked up by the seat of the pants as a little bitty feller. Carried out of the skating ring. And I was wrong. But you know what I done? Just as quick as they let me, I'd go back. Hey, but anybody look at you and don't grin, you quit church. Amen. We just don't go back. All this that hurt our feelings, and I didn't like the way that and done, and all of this stuff. I've never seen a bar that was run like I wanted to run it. But I went back. I went back. Things of the world didn't go, but I went back. But we let God down. He has said in his heart, I shall not be moved, for I shall never be in adversity. That's what the wicked man is saying. The jail is laying full over there, sleeping in the floor tonight, that said, I'll not be moved, I'll not be caught. Adversity will never come my way. I have gotten by so long that I'm indispensable. Matter of fact, maybe they can't even see me. I have got by. And there they lay crying, some of them crying behind the bars when the judgment does come. Never think about the weeping and wailing in hell. Amen. When people realize there ain't no other way out. When they realize the doors of hell are shut. And there ain't no more judging. There ain't no more courts. There ain't no more change. You think about the crying that's going to go on. The old man's pride, amen, when he stood up before the judge was great till the sentence come on him. Life in prison without parole. It'll bring tears to their face. How many cries at night after the lights are turned off in the jail? How many that's in their right mind laying in a nursing home today, and some are in their right mind, weeping because family ain't been. Weeping because hardship. I'll never understand, sister, how a daughter cannot speak to a mama. I'll never understand how we can get so cold that we can't speak to brother. I hope I never do understand that. I don't know anybody that I can't speak to or hug her neck. Some I feel more comfortable at a distance. Not because of Corona, but I can hug her neck if it'd allow it. That's what God is. And then we say we're Christians, we're going to heaven. Amen. And you can't hang Vacation Bible School poster on my door. Hello? That's where we're at today. His mouth is full of cursing. Our young people, and maybe I shouldn't have read it, I don't know, but it discourages our young people to think they went and they tried and they hung it on the door and they get rejected. But they might be one or two that said, praise God, I've done my part. It's up to them what they do. We need to do our part, and then the rest will come. The mouth is full of cursing and deceit and fraud. Under the tongue is mischief and vanity. Is this not the world that we live in today? Is this not the proudful look that man's got, that he will, in the second verse, the wicked in his pride does persecute the poor? They make fun of us church people. I've had them to tell me several, not just one, several tell me that they're not as mean as I was. I don't have to go to church as much as you do. Amen. So the adversity will never get them. That's what they said. Adversity will never get me. Can I tell you, there's one in the grave that told me that. Not up the road, right out there. There's some of ours tonight sitting at home that could be in the house of God helping somebody else. These little children are looking at us. Our grandkids are looking at us. If we feel our seat, our neighbor is watching where we go. He sitteth in the lurking place of the village. In the secret places doth he murder the innocent. His eyes are privately set against the poor. So what it's saying is the wicked, the person led by Satan, is out to kill us. I've heard the testimony time and time again, the testimony of drug addicts, my son and others, that if they quit and they try to do right. And I talked to a boy last week. He come over to my house last week and talked. And he said, I dread seeing my brother for the simple reason that he'll go right back where he was at. And he'll bring it to me. And he said, I have been an addict. And I don't want it. He said, I've been clean a year. But the wicked one will bring it to you and give it to you. I had one told me in Mount Airy at the Marathon Station that one pulled up and gave him one rock of crack. Said, I've got some good stuff, just won't give you this. That's all it takes. And his $500 is gone. That's all it takes. Sonny, I thought one beer would never get me. But a few years later, hanging around that old commode, I seen it had me. The only escape is Jesus. The only way I can stay there is Jesus. Thank God for AA and all those others. Not knocking them. But neighbor, if we don't reach out and realize the condition we're in and call on Jesus, there's no help for us. Amen. You can spend thousands of dollars in rehab, but until you find Jesus, there ain't no help. There ain't no help. Oh, praise His holy name. Praise His holy name. Now, first he said, he lieth in wait secretly as a lion in his den. He lieth in wait to catch the poor. See, we as baby Christians, we really don't realize this. That the wicked one is laying out there in wait just like a lion, waiting for his prey, waiting for his meal to come by. They're on every street corner. They're in almost every house. They're on Facebook. The wicked one. To take our little children down a road that they may never recover from. He lieth in wait secretly as a lion in his den. He lieth in wait to catch the poor. He doth catch the poor when he draweth him unto his net. Satan draws, the wicked one draws us into his trap, into his net. You fellas, I know Butch does deer hunt. He baits it with what deer likes. Puts it in a place where deer pass by. He don't put it on his back porch. They don't come up there. He puts it out there where the deer is. And they come by. And then you're watching now. They even got cameras to watch. Satan has got cameras on every corner. Ours protected the thief that stole the converter off of the camera protected him. His lights blinded our camera. So he got away with the converter. But does God know about it? If he could realize that God knows about it, he'd buy two converters and bring them back. Amen. He croucheth. Look at this 10th verse. He croucheth and he humbles himself. Sometimes this makes me think of the hireling on TV that humbles himself. He said he crouches. And he humbles himself that the poor may fall by his strong ones. I thought about the Jim Baker crowd. Hello? The air-conditioned doghouse. Amen. I believe he started out right. He has said in his heart, look at this 11th verse. He has said in his heart, God has forgotten. The only way God forgets your sin is you ask him to forgive him. If a man stays in his wickedness, he said in his heart, God hath forgotten. He hideth his face, he will never see it. The Lord just hide his face, just walk away. I'm going to tell you, God ain't like mama. Mama will look away sometimes and make excuses. God ain't that way. God sees what we're doing. Amen. He has said in his heart, God hath forgotten. The wicked said that. He hideth his face. He will never see it. 12th verse, arise, O Lord, O God. Lift up thine hand. Forget not the humble. Wherefore doth the wicked contemn God? Why does the wicked hate God? Contemn is or despise. He has said in his heart, thou wilt not require it. He said in our heart that God's not going to let me go to hell. Have you all ever heard that? That's what the Bible said that they'll say. He said, thou wilt not require it. Thou hast seen it, for thou beholdest mischief and spite to requite it with thy hand, and the poor committeth himself unto thee. Thou art the helper of the fatherless. Break thou the arm of the wicked and the evil man. Seek out his wickedness till they find none. The Lord is king forever and ever. The heathen are perished out of the land. Lord, thou hast heard the desire of the humble. Thou wilt prepare their heart. Thou wilt cause thine ear to hear, to judge the fatherless and the oppressed, that the man of the earth may no more oppress. That the man of the earth may no more oppress. I'm going to go to the last two chapters of Psalms, 49 and 50, 149 and 50. I believe back over there in maybe 146, I don't know, somewhere back in there, it started out in the first, praise you, Lord, praise you, Lord, oh my soul. And it goes right on through 147. It says, praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant to praise his commonly. 148th, first verse said, praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord from the heavens, praise him in the heights. 149th Psalm. He said, praise ye the Lord, sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise in the congregation of the saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. America's not praising God for our freedom. We're not praising God for our dollar that says in God we trust. We're not praising God for what he has given America. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praise unto him with the timbrel, with the harp. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Look what he said he'd do. He'll take us old ugly sinners and beautify us with his salvation. Amen. I believe I'll just praise him. Glory to God. Amen. I believe I'd have been in a grave. Amen. I believe I'd have been, my bones, my flesh would have all been rotten away and my soul would have been in hell today. But glory to God, the fifth verse, let the saint be, no, the fourth verse. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. So if we come humbly before God, he will beautify us with salvation. You know, some of the best singing that I've ever heard was just an old saint of God that couldn't carry a tune or nothing else but the Spirit of God. I thought about Norval Crotts there, and he just passed a few months ago, just a short time ago. But when he'd quote Scripture, he didn't know much Scripture, couldn't hardly read. But when he'd quote Scripture, the power of God would fall all over the place. I was reading it over in 1 Peter. I never marked it. Somebody quote what he would quote almost every time he preached. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. It's in the first chapter of Peter, 1 Peter. Don't think I ever heard him preach in an old home prayer meeting. He didn't say, joy unspeakable and full of glory. And he couldn't say it plain. He couldn't say it plain, but he said it with the power of God. You heard him, Andy. Amen. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. He said, let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand. Look at that. He said for us to carry the word, the two-edged sword in our hand, not back up on it, and the praises of God be in our mouth. You tell me that won't be armor? If we come praising God with a Bible in our hand, they'll run from me. Amen. They'll get away from me. They'll trade places. They'll go somewhere. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishment upon the people. Read what that says. He said, to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishment upon the people. Today we have stepped aside and letting sin go. Anything's all right in our churches today. You stand up and there'll be a half a dozen against you if you stand on the word. Tell it, Bill. To bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron. To execute upon them the judgment written, this honor have all his saints, praise ye the Lord. Read that now first. To execute upon them the judgment written, this honor have all the saints. We have the honor to stand up against sin. We have the honor, glory to God, to stand up against the devil's works. And then he said, praise ye the Lord. Six more verses in the 150th Psalm and I'll quit. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in the sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament, just right out in the heavens and open air of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and the harp. Praise him with the timbrel, with dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Oh, you don't need to make too much racket. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Glory to God.
Amen.
He give us breath. He's took care of us. He's blessed us. I'm going to tell you, the wicked are going to perish in hell. And those that forget God, I don't care if they're Baptist or Methodist. And when they go to knocking God's little children and hindering God's little children's work, I'm going to tell you they'll be cut off. God said vengeance is his. And he'll repay. He'll take care of it. You don't fool with God's little children. Amen. I thought those little children go knock on a door and hang a Vacation Bible School poster. That's the second call we've had over that. Don't hang this on my door, my house. But it's really a crying shame when it comes from a church. I don't believe they can send the peace of God on us. What do y'all think? I don't believe they know the peace of God. Is that judging?
No.
If one piece of tape is going to tear down their church, it ain't founded on much. Every heart clear. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. I have backslid. I used to go down the road, my hand out the window, praising God. I'd pull off on the side of the road and pray. I ain't done that and I don't know when. To be honest, I about forgot to go to the altar today. I thought, my Lord, you're getting too busy, ain't you, boy? Are we too busy to just stop and praise God? I don't plunk on that guitar. I can't say play it, but I don't plunk on that guitar because I'm good. I just plunk on it to praise the Lord. Just to praise the Lord. To praise his holy name. Every heart clear?
What you were talking about a while ago, the God Horror, I hate even look at news, but I saw our vice president. This is supposed to be Pride Month for the LGBTQ. And our vice president had the lead for the LGBTQ in the Capitol. And they were in there signing this, that, and other. And she was bragging about this the first time that LGBTQ had been in there. And she was just smiling and going on about it. Mm-hmm. I made a comment, and this wanted to come back to me. Told me to go on by King James. Yeah, he was able to get it. He was a homosexual. I had my 52 on my back. My response to it.
I bet you couldn't have a foot washing up there at all. You can't hardly have one in church, and I'm about sure they wouldn't have one up there.
It's sad, brother.